fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Education, entertainment, it's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Take your sob stories and try to turn them into happy, happy, joy, joy. Whatever's ailing you. All computer problems are welcome. Go to the light. All are welcome. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, here to answer Mike's question about MP3s. MP3s are basically, MP3 is a compression technology that allows you to basically take music and make it 1/10 of its original size, which is important when it comes to digital media, because then you can get more songs into the same space.
It lets you squish it down. Some of you are familiar with like a zip format, which lets you do the same kind of thing, but the only difference here is that when it squishes it, it's optimized, not only optimized for audio, but it also allows you to play it in its compressed format without having to reopen it to play.
And you don't really lose, normally when you compress things in audio, you lose quality, and you generally do not lose much quality.
Not that most humans are going to hear.
Yeah, so let's see what Mike's question is about MP3. Mike?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Oh, thanks.
Your question?
Yeah, on your latest TV program, you talked about the Music Match MP3.
You're the other guy that's watching it.
Yeah.
We knew there was two people out there. Okay, now we got it.
Okay.
Right. Well, there must be more than two, because you and I watch, and then...
No, we don't watch ourselves.
Anyway, I have an older version of the Music Match.
It's
version 4.0, but anyway, there's various sample rates that they talk about on there.
Yes.
128 and 96 and 64.
Correct.
Here's the deal with those sampling rates.
Hang on.
What?
Let's see what his question is.
I can already tell. No.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
He's going to want, what's the difference in those?
You can Karnak my
you're so Karnak-y.
Let me just guess your question. What's the difference in those sample rates?
There you go.
Okay.
See, but...
Sorry.
You're so good.
I mean, will I notice any difference? I have a feeling that it has something to do with maybe dynamic range or something like that.
The
or?
Sound quality and the size of the file. So that's kind of the trade-off, is the higher up you go, the bigger the file is.
Right.
But the better, supposedly, it'll sound. Now,
yes.
The question you had was, will I hear any difference? And that's going to be different from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
The older we get, the less of certain frequencies and things we can hear, especially in the higher and the lower, the higher end, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so... a lot of what it's doing is it's actually capping out some of those higher frequencies and not even allowing them to be recorded, because it figures those are mostly throwaway frequencies anyway.
Yeah, so if you take your audio range and spread your arms out, you know, and start to bring them in,
right.
So the lower the rate is, the further you're closer your hands are getting together on that audio range.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, will I notice a difference? Depends on what it is that you're encoding or recording in MP3 format. For example, this radio show, voices generally don't have a whole lot of dynamic range. There's not a whole lot of highs and lows in them. It's all right in the middle, so you can squish it down quite a bit more.
In fact, I am using Music Match to record this show as we speak into MP3 format, and I've chosen what I thought was the best trade-off of sound versus size, which ended up being 32K.
And for voices and things like what we're doing, that's really works out just fine, but for...
Music,
live concert performance, symphony, things like that, it wouldn't be very good.
So most music, what we recommend is you look at 128. So if you're taking your CDs and you're turning them into MP3s on your computer, go with 128.
Okay.
If you want really high-end stuff, go higher than that. If it's stuff like this radio show, talk shows, things like that, then you can go lower.
Yeah, and to go above 128, unless you're a dog, I don't think you're going to hear the difference.
There are some people that would consider themselves audiophiles that will say you hear a difference, but then they would hate the whole MP3 and CD format anyway.
No audiophile.
Does that matter what you're playing them back on? Whether if you're playing them through your computer speakers.
No, that 128, you'll be able to hear differences, subtle differences in the, especially in the upper range.
Now, beyond that 128, if you're just playing through PC speakers, I doubt you're ever going to get it. If you're playing through a real high-end, high-fidelity system, maybe.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of the new PC speakers are pretty darn good.
Yeah, I've got the Boston Acoustics with a subwoofer.
You got good speakers. Go with 128 meg for all your music.
Okay.
All right?
128 meg?
Or 128K. 128 meg, yeah. That's going to be a huge file. All right, Mike?
All right, I appreciate it.
Was it worth the wait?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, thanks, man. Hey,
Mike. Yes.
We always want participation in our TV show as well, so if you are available, we'd love to have you on via webcam.
Well, I don't have your your fast connection.
Well, then call us. Just kidding.
It may be on, you know, in my future.
There you
that's,
go.
That's a good point for anybody, though. If you want to participate at datadoctors.com/TV, there's a participate link. You click it, and it tells you about that. So
all are welcome.
That's right.
All right, should we go to... hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
See if we can help Pat.
Pat, I'm looking at time. Oh, yeah, we're good shape. Pat in Chandler. There she is.
Pat, thanks.
Well, he is.
Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, I guessed wrong.
It's he. No,
okay.
you guessed right the second time.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well,
love
welcome.
Your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got two computers, both running Windows XP Home.
Yes.
And I'm trying to do internet connection sharing with them.
Yes, so you want to use one phone line and have them both share that connection no matter who's on.
Exactly.
Right on.
And it does work.
Yes.
Got the old computer, has the modem. I can get both computers up and running and both using the internet. The annoying part is on the new computer, as soon as you log in as a user, it starts firing up the internet on the old computer. Doesn't wait for you to start any applications. Doesn't matter which user it is.
Right.
Do you know why that is?
I can tell you why.
Oh, good.
There's something that's trying to go out and automatically connect to check for updates, and that's a part of Windows XP that they kind of push the first time you install, right after you install. There'll be a little box that pops up within a day or so that says about automatic updates. You click it, and it helps you configure that automatic update process.
And okay. You can turn that off, but it could be, I mean, there's lots of little boogeymans in most computers.
I would check first in the control panel, and if you go into the control panel and you click on switch to classic view, it's a little easier to find everything you're going to look for here.
Right.
There should be, where is the automatic updates? Under scheduled tasks, you'll probably find some things in there that will probably be trying to do the automatic updates.
We had some stuff on our website about how to disable it, but it could, you know, it could be more than XP. It could be your antivirus software, or more likely, have you ever used AdAware to see if you have spyware in your computer?
Yes, I have on the old one. Now, the new one is fresh out of the box.
Yeah, but it doesn't take long if you're on the internet. You could have all kinds of goodies in there.
Okay, well, I'll try running AdAware on the new one as well.
Yeah, also, if you have Live Update, which most antivirus programs have, that will also fire up your connection.
Okay.
Because it's trying to get the updated antivirus.
Some things kind of wait and look for and detect a network connection or an internet connection and then do their updates. Mm-hmm. Others of them go out there and try to connect and do their thing, and that sometimes will make the other thing dial up. So,
Pat, you know what the real solution here is?
What's that?
Cox High Speed Internet.
I can't get it out here.
Oh, bummer. You need to move.
I've considered that.
Yeah, that's worth moving for. Now, when you have an always-on connection, then these kinds of things become less of an issue because you don't really even notice them. And a lot of these software companies are just assuming that you're going to have some sort of, that you're actively on the internet. So if you want to turn off all the schedulers for all the programs, then it'll probably stop doing it.
Okay.
But you're going to have to look in XP, you're going to have to look in your antivirus software.
The big one is that one that comes with XP, and it is pretty intrusive, and it by default, if you just go through the default settings, it will go out and check and get this every 5 minutes.
You know what we'll do, Pat?
For updates.
We will, in the follow-up newsletter to today's show, we'll have Mike Hell get you a link that tells you how to disable that in XP.
It's in the control panel, and this machine here is set up for corporate stuff, so you won't see it.
Yeah,
but
they got us locked out.
It's in there, and it should be fairly simple to do, but we'll try and get that in the newsletter either way.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Pat. Good luck.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. And that's how it works, folks. You call, we answer, you hopefully believe what we're saying.
You know, I don't know if it's just the new year, just coincidence, but really good callers today.
It's unbelievable.
This is like the best stuff. Usually we have real obscure stuff that only applies to one guy in one place. Today, this stuff is really good. I think a lot of people are going to get a lot out of it. So
and Jerry's been holding forever, but he's got a great question about his website, search engines, keywords, and all this stuff, and I think it's very good. So, Jerry, if you'll bear with us, we want to get you on as well.
We got a Tucson caller as well about installing a router. Is a firewall needed? And
great question.
Brian in Phoenix saying, what's best video card for gaming?
It just keeps getting better. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. We'll be back after the news with hour number two of The Computer Corner.